This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I'm going to be doing some stuff with them in the coming year. You watch and see. First of all, let me tell you what's been going on. I have developed this unfortunate tendency. And it's really unfortunate because I am fighting it constantly. Ever since the heart attack, I have been fighting the rehab fight, and I've got my lungs are very susceptible. So about 10 days ago, I started having a few issues. I got sick, and it was all in my head, but then it started working its way into my lungs like it does every year. And what we have been trying to do over the last week or so is prevent pneumonia yet again. Not because it would be, it's pneumonia. Pneumonia does have this. It has been known to kill people. I'm pretty sure I wouldn't succumb to it, but I would be out of work longer if I got pneumonia because I can't breathe. So, right now my right arm from all the shots I've been taking, I look like a heroin junkie. But I am fighting it, and I think this is the first time I've done a third hour here in about a week. So I'm very happy to be pushing the boundaries once again. So that's what's going on with me. I don't like it. I never like it. I mean, I'm very blessed to do this for a living, and it works very well for me. And it's not like I'm digging ditches here. So when I'm not able to do this, I spend my whole day doing this in preparation for just these 3 hours. And when I don't get to do it, it's sort of like a anticlimactic because I don't get it. Well, I do get it. If I can't talk, that's a problem. So anyway, back in 2012, I voted for Mitt Romney, had lunch with him in 2012, 2011. That was fun. But I voted for this goofy establishment icon that the Democrats wish every Republican would emulate. It haunts me to know that. I could have taken my ballot and lit it on fire and then flushed it down the shift hole. But Romney does serve a sort of a purpose. As hard as that is to see through his pathetic antics, his perpetual groveling for approval, including from Donald Trump himself, who just broke him right in front of our eyes over the Secretary of State gig, is so shameful. And let's coin a new phrase here. This is cringelicious. And this is cringeliciously embarrassing that it obscures the vital role that this shiny doofus can play for conservatism. He is the perfect conservative cautionary example. This is Mitt. Mitt's a loser. Don't be like Mitt. Let's take a moment and look at the storied resume of Willard Mitt Romney as a way to understand exactly why he is political strychnine to the conservative movement. If a council of learned scholars sought to create the most utterly hateable, totally unrelatable caricature of a Republican is, their final product would be this Jeb-like goob. Mitt started off as the son of a rich guy. There's nothing wrong with that. But he did not go to Vietnam because he was in France on a mission for the Mormon Church. His being a Mormon is literally the only good thing about him. His being healthy and not going to NAM, even as today he talks the big game about staying in Syria forever because, because it would never occur to Mitt to take a position on the folks at the country club they don't share. That would be a bad look. As a former military member, I hate this whole chicken hawk thing. Every citizen has a right to opine on the question of war and peace, whether you have a DD-214 or not. There are lots of good reasons people have for not serving, and, my service was voluntary, and I showed up, and, and I did it, and I did my time, and I stopped. But for me, it's super hard to take our ruling caste, which Mitt is a charter member, writing checks to get cashed in the blood of our children when they have no kin in the game. And that's especially true of Mitt's 47 spawn. So we'll never see his sons Tag, Tug, Zippy, Miff, Mork, Dingus, Tug the Second, or Spork rucking up to head over to northern Syria to fight Turkey over this esoteric border dispute. Same day that he was on the Senate floor fronting about honor and betrayal, there was a civil war breaking out in Mexico, yet Mitt didn't have the time to fight to secure our own border. Every year, our open border kills thousands of Americans via criminals and fentanyl. And that's what I'm interested in. I couldn't care less about refereeing tribes on the other side of the globe. But the people that really mattered to Mitt, his fat cat elite pals, decreed that we just have to accept the open border butchers bill because they need the serf labor, the new voters, you know. So Mitt's right there championing the Kurds instead of you and your family. Now, generally, I never trained with the Kurds. I've heard a lot about them. I like what I hear about them. I have trained with Turkey. I don't like them at all. They were on my side. They were in NATO. But I like Americans better. And so should Republicans. So beyond his class solidarity, his loyalty is to Mitt and the glory that he believes should come from his blazing Mittness. Started in Michigan, then he was governor of Massachusetts, then he ran for president, then he thought about running for Senate from New Hampshire, then he moved to Rich Guys Central in La Jolla, then he ran for Senate in Utah. He's the establishment equivalent of the cheesy strippers that you see on Southwest flights from LAX to Vegas every Friday night with little carry bags for their G-strings. Except the strippers have the self-respect that comes from knowing they didn't earn their dollars shipping American jobs to Szechuan. His political loyalty is similarly tightly focused through the lens of Mitt. This is the guy who imposed the precursor of Obamacare on Massachusetts, which in fairness deserved it. He pretended to be conservative when he was trying to get us to elect him president, and now that we actually have a conservative as a president doing conservative things, he's siding with the Democrats because that Republican president is not him. Mitt will vote to convict if the impeachment lunacy reaches the Senate, so he can get some more, pats on those backs. Mitt fired a guy named Rick Grinnell from his campaign because he found out that other people were finding out that he was gay. And Mitt tossed the guy away because he was scared that his friend would be a liability. What do you think he's going to do to me and you if the elite put pressure on him? So, Mitt's mad. And he's not mad because of the deportations of the left, but his rejection by the people like us who he sucked up to in 2008 and 2012 after it became obvious what a fraud is. I guess it's probably too late for me to get my vote back, Mitt, but I sure wouldn't like it. I sure would like it. Sometimes. The regret is real. Going to be right back. This is Lock and Load.
samurai and the Knights of the Round Table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNlive.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by
Aero Precision. For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. This next little bit, this is especially coming from the presumed Democratic front runner right now for the Democratic nomination for President, Elizabeth Warren. You see, Senator Warren and Senator Tammy Baldwin, Democrat from Wisconsin, are demanding swift action to protect transgender migrants attempting to enter the United States. I don't know why they're entitled to something that, I guess, just gendered migrants are entitled to. They said, and how is this even a thing? How do we know? How do we know who's coming across the border that's transgendered? Is that even a thing in Guatemala? In an 8-page letter to Trump administration officials, they implore the administration to reverse immigration policies they consider harmful to transgender migrants and other vulnerable populations. And the policies that they want reversed? Well, all of them. The populations they consider vulnerable? Well, all of them. See, this is the beauty of this. They can get out there and mouth, you know, they've got certain little phrases they think is going to cause this eruption of uber sympathy, and that's going to create a poll, and then we're going to get an opinion, and then there's going to be pressure, and the media is going to be doing this and everything, and everybody's going to believe that everybody wants this, and in the meantime, all they really want to do is just reverse everything. The letter states, we write to express alarm over reports detailing the abuse and neglect of transgender migrants and asylum seekers at the border and in U.S. custody. We ask you to immediately reverse policies that harm these vulnerable individuals and take swift action to protect the health and safety of transgender migrants. They then call for alternatives to detention, including release from detention on recognizance, parole, and community-based alternatives to incarceration. Recognizance is a code word for catch and release, the losing bargain immigration authorities make when they release migrants who promise to appear at their hearing. Very frequently, though, they fail to show up. And what community-based alternatives to incarceration might these yahoos have in mind? My guess is the community-based policy known as a sanctuary city. Yeah. That's where the local officials jeopardize the public safety by refusing to cooperate with federal authorities. See, this is the thing about that. One of the reasons that this is so important to us as gun people is this is where they want them to go with sanctuary cities, where they have proven it's okay to, ignore federal law. They're the ones setting the precedent. If they were to ever pass anything in the federal arena about gun control, I would be throwing up, I would be looking for some where I live to become a sanctuary state for the Second Amendment. I would be demanding that. And it would happen across, it would happen in other places too. I wouldn't be alone. But here's the thing. This is the part I don't get. Aren't we being told all the time that transgender people get murdered in the United States? Why would we be letting this very vulnerable group of people come into the United States to get murdered? You know, there was a trans activist who stole the microphone at CNN's Equality Town Hall. They kept shouting that. But according to the trans experts, Warren and Baldwin, the safest place for trans people everywhere is the United States of America, but not in the custody of ICE. No. letter takes ICE to task for failing to adequately protect trans individuals in their detention facilities. Reports describe horrendous conditions in immigration detention that effectively punish people for their gender identity and gender expression. You know what? It's better to be in a detention facility right now than it is to be in Baltimore. In certain parts of Baltimore. In certain parts of Baltimore, we've got the, you know, we've got the mutated rats that if they mutate just a few more ways, you know, a few more times, we're going to be able to saddle those boys. I mean, they're getting big. In California, that's coming soon, too. And I guess this is where they would go, would be Baltimore, and maybe they would go to these places where the rats are. I don't know. For the senators, their most, ICE's most important job is to make sure that the migrants can express their gender identity when trying to immigrate to the United States. They also have a problem with the Trump administration's Remain in Mexico policy, requiring asylum seekers to wait in Mexico while their asylum requests are being processed. They also said there's been ample documentation of the violence and harassment of transgender individuals in Mexico, often at the hands of state actors. They then give an example of a transgender woman whose finger was cut off by a cartel member in Mexico, which is pretty lucky considering the cartel is known for cutting off heads and not fingers. And I'm listening to all of this, and I'm reading all of this and seeing all of this, and my first thing is, if we care so much about them, why do they have to be trying to come to the United States? Why can't we give them a hand wherever they're from? Why can't we give them a hand when they're there? Why aren't we doing that? Oh, Democrats, when I was younger and I didn't know what the difference between a Democrat and a Republican was, I knew that my father was a Republican. So, of course, he's my father. That made me want to be a Republican. Later, when I was younger and I had that moment, you know, I've had my moments, just like all of us have. I had those moments where I would sit back and say, wow, this is bad, and this is bad, not these guys. And now I just don't like any of them, to be honest with you. The Republicans are more in line, I think, with my conservative philosophy. At least their stuff is, that's not even the case anymore either, is it? I mean, with my senior senator leading the charge for the red flag orders, although that's pretty much dead now. But, you know, while we've got combat happening on the other side of the border, this is what's catching these two senators. This is what's got their attention. We need to protect the transgender identities of these migrants that we didn't ask to come here in the first place. And they want us to let them in with no questions asked and give them protections that nobody else gets. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at GunWinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Custom, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to GunWinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, GunWinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says the ceasefire between Turkish and Kurdish forces is holding in northern Syria. Hosting a cabinet meeting at the White House on Monday, the president also reminds us,
where is an agreement that said we have to stay in the Middle East for the rest of humanity, for the rest of civilization? to protect the Kurds. It never said that.
The president was also asked about the economy and says it's doing fantastically well.
It's getting very close to another record. We've had many records since we won office.
The teacher strike in Chicago will continue at least through Tuesday. In a social media post Monday afternoon, the city announced that schools would be canceled again on Tuesday as negotiations between the two sides are ongoing. Chicago Democratic Mayor Lori Lightfoot is urging teachers to return to the classrooms. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of balance of nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. A victory by Donald Trump next November will result in widespread rioting. It will result in property damage. It will result in people injured and many communities irreparably damaged. And some innocent people may die. Many of you have heard the investment claimer, past performance is no indication of future results. And it's true. Just because an investor has made oodles of money in the past doesn't mean he'll make oodles in the future. But investment ain't politics, and politics is not patty cake. Since its birth in the anti-globalist riots in Seattle 2 decades ago, the Antifa movement has been violent. Trump's re-election will surely mean not only more of the same, but with Antifa's exponential growth under the tutelage of the Democrat/media complex, much more. The left has demonstrated time and time again that there's too much at stake to accept the limitations of our Constitution. They feel exactly the same about elections. If the 3+ years of national tantrum since Trump was elected president in 2016 has shown America anything, it is that. Antifa. They are the paramilitary arm of the Democratic Party. Both fancy themselves as speaking truth to power on the side of all that is right and just in the world. And that's not a supposition. It is a tenet. Their confidence in righteousness justifies all manner of depravity. And this includes assaulting people to the point of brain damage. I mean, they've done this to a diminutive gay Asian journalist. So much for respecting the other. And then, you know, intimidating an old lady using a walker as she tried to cross the street. You know, we're supposed to be standing up for the weak there. And burning the MAGA hats while attacking people trying to leave a Trump rally in Minneapolis. Did you notice there was no Antifa at the Trump Texas rally? Now, some people would wonder why. I'm not one. Well, I could pretend to be. But I know why. It's because Antifa is comprised of cowardly children playing dress-up and preying on the weak. And for those with sociopathic tendencies, it's fun to punch people who won't punch back. But unlike Minneapolis, Ilhan Omar's stronghold, Texas would have slaughtered them. Absolutely murdered them. But if Twitter's any guide, even only anecdotally, it's not only Texans who are willing to fight back. From Twitter, we can live with Leninist Democrats, also Antifa, domestic terrorist. Here's one thing I suggest that you conquer it. It's not just hashtag Antifa, not ISIS, or we all suffer the consequences. Ask what you can do for your country, as we almost don't be hard on our police as its politicos. Just as it said that the, you know, generals always fight the last war, Antifa believes they own the streets. Sympathetic anti-democratic mayors in places like Seattle and Minneapolis have always given them free rein. The pushback will come as a total surprise. Many Antifa don't even put up their hands before getting knocked out. It's as if it has never occurred to them, to any of them, that some people might punch back instead of taking their beatings like good little deplorables. Antifa's belligerence is happening during good times with the economy humming and with them having full control of the press and social media. They're going to absolutely freak out at the prospect of 4 more years of a president they've been assured for 4 years wouldn't even finish his first term. Now, of course, the Democrats and the media will do all they can to foment riot beginning the morning after the election. Expect talking heads and the politicos to flood the airwaves 24/7 with a message to the world that refusing to seat Trump for a second term is not only bravery in motion but democracy in action because it's the will of the people. The past is prologue. They clearly believe that screaming loud enough and stamping their feet hard enough will give them the power to negate the election. They also believe they will accomplish this without any opposition. And when it doesn't happen as they envision, they will quickly transition from beating the weak to spilling blood. People will notice, and as they start to see others fighting back, many are going to come out and meet them. Normal people who disagree with the left's vision of America and are willing to do battle on behalf of this nation. The left is dying for a fight. They really want to fight. I don't know why they want to fight. I mean, who wants a fight? People who are good at fighting don't. I mean, you know, professionals do it because it's a job. People who do it in combat don't want to. People who are really good at it don't want to. For all of these that are out there that think, well, we've risen above it. No, we have not. We have not. This is an end. The same people that want to break our heads open with a bike lock are the ones that want to take guns from you. So here they are itching for a fight. And the country, we're at a moment now in time where regular people, citizens who go to work and pay mortgages and raise kids, will decide it is long past time to let them have that fight. And many will believe it is better to fight than accept the left's control over every aspect of their lives. And most Americans understand that they should, that should they allow the left to force the yoke upon them, then civil war will be inevitable when they decide to throw off the yoke. That's the problem. They want to fight. We're going to end up having to give it to them. I don't want to fight. I mean, votes happen. Elections happen. But we're going to see how far Antifa spreads in about 13 months. We're going to see how far they're willing to go. If all of their combat is going to be in Portland and Minneapolis and Berkeley, okay. I mean, Minneapolis is where my network's at. This is where Genesis Communications is at. So I don't want to see that happen. But that's really, if it happens, it will be due to the fact that the mayors allow it to happen. And I know a few people at Genesis. They're not just going to sit there and let that happen. Antifa. A bunch of kids. Bunch of kids. They want to get out here and crack your skull if you don't do what they tell you to do. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Dan Perkins here with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. Many veterans are unsure what benefits they have earned for their service. Here is your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. The VA can't help you until they know who you are. So go to the VA.gov website and look for a DD-214. Fill it out and you'll get a copy of your service record. Take it to the local VA office to see what benefits you can qualify for. You protected us, so it's time for America to protect you. This has been your Veterans Tip of the Day.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT88 to 85850. KIT88 to 85850.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Well, the pollsters are at it again. They're pushing a bunch of sketchy polls. Propaganda. Propaganda. And they're not trying to reflect public opinion, because that's what a poll would do. No, they're trying to shape it. This is propaganda. And it's a popular tool for dictators who want to control the information from an all-powerful government to their subjects, the people. And what once passed for journalism is now mostly propaganda. An effort by the major media organizations to insert themselves into the political process to push their agenda, even if it means throwing any pretense of journalistic principle and integrity to the wind. Just look at all of these undercover videos coming from Project Veritas out of CNN. A poll is designed to take a scientific snapshot of opinion at any particular time. A small sample is taken from a larger population, and if the sample is representative of the entire population, then the poll should be valid. Now, when cooking a sauce, the chef might taste a bit to determine if additional seasoning is needed. If the sauce is mixed properly, then a small sample represents the entire sauce. Polls work the same way. A skewed sample will produce bogus results. This could be accidental or intentional. And I'll report, you decide if you want to use the Fox News catchphrase. Pew Research Center is the latest pollster to weigh in on President Trump and impeachment. Let's see if their poll sample sauce was well stirred before they took a taste. Pew Research sampled 3,487 randomly selected adults between October 1st and 13th. This may or may not be representative of the general population, but given that only about half of eligible voters actually vote in presidential elections, a better sample would be registered or even likely voters. Who was in this sample? Of the 3,487 that were in the total, 1,453 were or leaned Republican, 1,942 were or leaned Democrat. So, in other words, 56% Democrat and only 42% Republican, a 14-point difference favoring Democrats. The polling sauce wasn't very well mixed, and they sampled the unsaltly portion of the pot, leading the chef to believe more salt was needed in the recipe. So when served, the sauce will be too salty, just as many pollsters learned in that election, on election night in 2016. They learned it then. The Pew poll asked whether the House should conduct impeachment proceedings against President Donald Trump. Now notice that the question is about beginning formal impeachment, not whether Trump should actually be removed or impeached from office. Now, the House hasn't actually begun actual impeachment. Instead, they're using the House Intelligence Committee to hold secret hearings, excluding Republicans, selectively leaking to the media, all to create a charade of impeachment without the House actually voting for it. Now, Pew found 54 approving the beginning of an inquiry versus 44 opposed, a 10-point difference. If the 14-point difference in political affiliation within the poll sample was negated, there would be a 4-point majority in favor of not beginning impeachment proceedings. The unmixed sauce did not provide a useful taste test for the chef. Is there a 14-point difference in the political affiliation between Democrats and Republicans in the U.S.? Well, you can look at any recent Trump rally. The crowd outside the rallies, like in Dallas, is larger than the actual audience of any Democrat candidate. 20,000 people inside, the same number outside, and many more not even getting tickets. And city after city, week after week. This was the same in 2016. Hillary was going to places where it was a Democratic get-together. She would go into the smaller tent inside the big tent, and she'd be sitting there waiting for the Democrats to come in and you know, pay her due. And, there'd be thousands outside and dozens inside with her. Nobody liked, and nobody likes Hillary. So, Gallup looked at this, and they found that 29% identify as Republicans, 31% Democrat, and a whopping 38% independent. So independents are the biggest ones out there, and they're the ones in play. That sample is much different from the one that Pew used. Explaining the skewed result, was the Pew poll designed to reflect popular opinion or to shape it? The phrasing of the poll question is also curious. I'm sure a fair number of Republicans actually want the House to begin impeachment proceedings. A few weeks ago, Trump dared Congress to impeach him. If I were to be surveyed by Pew, I would agree with Trump and say yes to the House passing an impeachment resolution. Now, is this making me a Republican turncoat? Nope. Once an official resolution is passed, the Trump and the Republicans can call witnesses. They can serve their own subpoenas, and they can participate in the process. And this would all be televised, not held in secret by the Intelligence Committee under the nonsensical umbrella of national security. I don't think this is what Pelosi and Schiff really want. To the Democrats, I would say put up or shut up. If the survey asked me if Trump should be impeached, I would say no. But bring on the resolution. I'm okay with that. Let the process begin. Make Democrats from House districts that Trump won in 2016 go on record to remove a duly elected president based on an innocuous phone call with the Ukrainian president, who has told everybody that nothing happened. I felt no pressure, no quid pro quo. Pew is a good company, but, you know, recent Fox News poll was conducted by the left-wing Braun Research opinion firm. They reported a 51-43% margin that Trump should be impeached and removed from office. They didn't mix their sauce well either. Their sample of registered, not likely voters, was 40% Republican, 48% Democrat, and only 12% independent. That's not representative. Remember that Gallup noted over a third of the electorate identifying as independent. That's significant, as the Wall Street Journal found only 42% of independents favoring impeachment. So if Trump is so unpopular, why is so many turning out at his rallies? So let's turn to Rasmussen, the most accurate pollster in the 2016 presidential election. They have a daily presidential tracking poll. In recent months, Trump has consistently polled ahead of Obama at the exact same point in their respective presidencies. On October 18th, his total approval was 47% compared to 44% for the one. And he's faced virtually nonstop negative media coverage for his entire presidency compared with the mostly favorable coverage for Obama. But who has the higher approval ratings? So good luck. Good luck to you Democrats and you Never Trumpers who aren't defending him. The House voting for impeachment is a dangerous gambit for you to take. If it fails, the Democratic base will go ballistic. If the vote passes, they will lose in 2020, giving Republicans control of the House. And getting the necessary 67 Senate votes for conviction or removal is highly unlikely. Like Napoleon said, when your enemy is making a mistake, let him do it. Back again in 21 hours. And between now and then, please remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I've been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.